this morning's shir, which is entitled Mistakes Under the Chuppah. No, it doesn't mean taking the wrong person, which is actually this week's parsha.
That's the biggest mistake.
Right? That type of mistake under the chuppah happened in this week's parsha.
She made a mistake.
But what we are dealing with today is smaller mistakes. Mistakes in the brachas that happen underneath the chuppah. We all know that under the chuppah, nowadays a lot of things go on. We do both kedushin and nisuin at the same time. First, the husband does kedushin to the woman, puts a ring on her finger, harayet mekudeshesli. The eidim have to watch that. Now, as I'm doing a full shir on things under the chuppah, it's very important that the eidim have clear vision to see the ring go on the finger. Fortunately, sometimes the photographers get in the way and they push away the eidim. Like, what are they doing there? I'm trying to get a good shot. But meanwhile, if the eidim don't see it, they miss it. Now, I have an interesting shot. What happens if they see a live feed off the video screen? You know, of the... That's okay. That's not so simple. Parshat shot, the eidim have to clearly see the chasim put the ring on the woman's finger in order that be a marriage. If the eidim did not see that, it's no good. So that's one mistake you could have, if they don't see it clearly. Last year, I think we gave a share about the ksuba, the marriage document, which the husband gives over to the wife. And there could be issues in the ksuba, which you could find, you know, under a chuppah. So you also have to know what to do with that. I still remember the scene. Last year, I was by this wedding, and the kitchen was right off to the side. It was, I think, Hilton in Jersey. Kitchen was off to the side, right by the chuppah. There was a hak about what to do about the ksuba. I think it worked out well because they were hawking about it during one of the points they were singing. It might have even been in the Eshkachich. I think they might have told the singer to do it one more time. But they went off to the side, they called the posek, figure out what to do, worked out. It's okay. But really what I want to get into today is we know very important the sheva brachos that you have under the chuppah. Those are very important. And these are not your average sheva brachos which you have at a party or even have at the end of the wedding. The sheva brachos under the chuppah are very important halachas. There is a Maimar Chazal that Kalabob that a woman who doesn't have these sheva brachos done correctly would be usher. It's part of the process which permits the woman to her husband is not just the kedushin, not just the fact that she has a ksuba, if she wouldn't have a ksuba, also it would be prohibited. But the brachos, those sheva brachos that you make under the chuppah are extremely important. And you have to make sure they get done right. Just this past week at a wedding, I was sitting next to somebody who's a mandaktik bahalacha, and there was an issue with the mic. Right? A lot of times you have this too. The mic's choppy and not clear. And definitely where I was sitting, towards the back, you couldn't hear well the mic. It would cut in and cut out. So this person next to me was saying, did 10 people hear the brachos? Birchos nesuin have to be done in front of 10 people. If the mic was cutting in and out, you didn't really hear the brachos. So did you do brachos? It's a pretty severe inyan.
Is it good through mic anyhow?
Huh?
Is it good through mic?
Is it good?
Does it work through mic?
Tom, that's an excellent point, right?
Says no.
Right? Is something good through a microphone? So it depends. There are different dinim. You know, there's a dinim of Shemei Ka'ona. You want to hear Megillas Esther through a mic.
No, different things. I participate in a lot of fights in Tenver Hasanas where their mic. not peed on
turning off the mic.
Having 10 people up front so they can hear.
So good. Right. So that's an excellent story. Right. What was just said over is that he knows in the Feinstein family, they would make sure to have 10 people around the chuppah, so thus you could have 10 people without the microphone hearing it. That was my heter in this particular case, is there were enough people hanging around towards the front that you should have, 10 people to hear it.
It's a regular practice by accident, even at this point.
Yeah, yeah. These things, you think they do a mic check and the things work perfectly, they don't a lot of times. So you really have to be on top of your game. But really what I want to get to is, as I said, the brachos themselves, these 7 brachos. How many mistakes do you think you can make on 7 brachos? Mm-hmm. Hundreds. So many different things. Yes?
The Kashalam Lamaisa. I was in Lakewood for the wedding. They asked me to make a bracha on the wine. I come in and I was a little bit nervous. There's 500 people
right.
Wedding. I made the bracha and I forgot to drink.
Okay.
How big of a error did I do?
Okay. Okay. Right? He made the bracha, but he didn't drink. Okay. That's an interesting shayla. That's really a shayla you have other times. Is that the same shayla you have? You make a bracha and you don't drink. You sometimes have by a kiddush in a shul. Someone will make a kiddush and he takes a sip. A sip is not drinking. So does that undo the whole kiddush? Yeah, like kiddush would be so pashut. Here by the bracha, so I'm not sure it's the same by shavu brachas. It's not. Not the same as on a kiddush. But let me start off, before I get to particular shailos about these shavu brachos, one interesting pashat daher. I believe a lot of the mistakes that we have under the chuppah, mistakes that people don't say the right thing, is because nobody corrects them. You have a Baal Kore laning on Shabbos. He makes, the slightest mistake. There's always one guy in the shul who's like, he's Mr., he makes a mistake. I got him. Right? All the way from the back, screaming out. A bar mitzvah boy that already made one mistake, then everybody's paying attention. You have these scenarios in a shul where people are very cognizant of what's going on. And if there's the slightest mistake, don't make a mistake. They'll correct him. A guy gets up, and forgets Masha Varach. He's going to be jumped. People are always there, ready to correct. I think by a chuppah, there's multiple problems. Firstly, it's a social event. You're sitting next to your friends. You're schmoozing. The best thing, Josh, is if they get everybody quiet during the chuppah. That's the first step. First step, if people could be quiet during the chuppah. But people aren't paying attention to see the mistakes, to hear the mistakes, and to quickly correct it. So you could have a mistake, and then all of a sudden, you look up and hey, why is there's a huddle under the chuppah? Then everyone gets excited, ooh, what's going on there? How come they're huddling under the chuppah? What went wrong? And then everyone starts to play back what could have happened. But if people would pay more attention to what's going on under the chuppah, that would be a tremendous public service. They would hear a mistake, especially mistakes in brachos, and they would correct it, and we wouldn't have any problems. The problem is, if Rabbi Flamelson would be here, he would he would tell me a story. I got to tell you the story. He says, one time in yeshiva, it was a crazy case. There was a guy davening for the Amud, back in New York. The guy davening for the Amud was a Hatzalah person. And while he was davening for the Amud, I believe in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, he got an emergency call, so he does what he has to do. He ran out. So one second. So he ran out. Next thing he sees is the Rebbeim were huddling what to do. What should they do? So Flamelitz was a younger man back then. He says, I don't know what they're huddling about. It's a fair shahalacha that If somebody runs out in the middle of davening, someone can't, the chazan can't continue, you put someone else up and he continues from where they were up to. So he goes like a chacham to the front. He says, I'm sorry, Rebbe, I'm not sure if, but I think the halacha is that you put someone up, you know, else. He's like, we know that. He says, what are you questioning then? Nobody remembers where the chazan was up to. So that's the problem.
Excuse me.
That was quite funny. But that's the problem with these things. People don't pay attention, and it's quite funny what happens in these scenarios, what to do. So you never know what could happen. So definitely next time you buy a chuppah, try to pay a little more attention. I'm talking to myself. Now, let me first deal with a case that I saw recently. Or I only saw it, I didn't hear it. A case I saw recently, and we'll talk about what to do there. I found some famous or very interesting famous personalities involved in cases like this within the Shavuot Brachos itself. Now, I put in your sheets, let's go through it. What are the seven brachas? So it's a Gemara in Ksubis. Okay, I left off the first bracha because it's on the other side of the page. The first of the seven brachas, as I mentioned before, is Borei Pri HaGafen. We have issues with that bracha too. We'll get to that. The second bracha is Shakol Bara Lechvodo. The third bracha is Yotzer HaAdam. But not to be confused with the fourth bracha, which is Asher Yotzar. Unfortunately, sometimes, you know, that's a joke, but it's probably not such a joke. Is they call a guy up for the bracha, he says, which bracha? He says, the fourth bracha. They give him a card, he's like, no, I got this. Asher Yotzar, not that Asher Yotzar, a different Asher Yotzar. Right, it's a little embarrassing to be up there in front of 500 people and making a bracha thanking, you know, for going to the bathroom. Okay. Number five. Right? Sos Tosis. Isogel ha'akara b'kibbutz b'ne'el esocha b'simcha barachata Hashem esameach tzion b'vane'el. Okay? Sos Tosis is bracha number five. Not to be confused with another song, which is another bracha, Sameach t'samach reim ahuvim. Hashem brings tremendous simcha to these friends. Kesamecha yitzircha began edim mikedem, like Hashem did to Adam and Chava. Baruch atah Hashem, sameach chasan vikala. And then finally, probably the most famous bracha, the best song, Asher bara sasa v'simcha chas mekala. The medaktik b'halacha they're sitting next to me was like, you know, he heard people, you know, a lot of times the seventh bracha, the person who says it sings it a little bit. Asher bara says, and then people on the undertone sing along with it. Asher bara, he's going, shh, 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 starts shushing. Why is he shushing? Because you have to hear the person making the bracha, not the other people singing along with the bracha. So really, by a Sheva Brachas event, that would be okay for everyone to sing along. But really, on the chuppah, it's not the time to do a duet with the person making the bracha. Just by sitting next to this guy by chuppahs, you get to see a lot. But anyway, the bracha is Asher Baruch Sos V'Simcha Chas Mekala Gila Rina Ditzah V'Chedva. Like a lot of girl names there. Ava V'Yachva Shom V'Reyus Mehira Hashem Akini Shom Bar Yehuda Chutzas Yerushalayim Kol Sosim V'Kol Simcha Kol Chas Mekala Komitzalas Chasan Mechupasim Nurem Mishen Neginasim Baruch Hashem Esameach Chasim In Makala. Now, someone just told me they had a shaila the other day. What happens if you mix up the ending of the last bracha is Mesameach Chasim In Makala. The ending of the sixth bracha is Mesameach Chasim V'Kala. Does that mistake make for a difference or not? We already mentioned you could confuse Yotzer Adam and Asher Yotzer. Sos Tosis and Sameach T'Samach are also things which people could confuse. And especially if the person who's getting the bracha was busy talking also during the chuppah. And all of a sudden he gets up there and they give him a card. And who's the one who's telling them which bracha to say? It's some, you know, person a lot of times working for a hall that's doing 10 other things at the same time. Or worse, if you get married outside of New York, then it's the Baal Simcha doing 1,000 things at once. And it is very easy for a person to make a mistake. So mixing up the brachas definitely happens. So let me give you the most basic idea of a story that I saw happen. Someone just told me that there was another aspect to that story, okay? Boy, oh boy. Let me give you the most basic. Someone gets up there, it's mechubid, this person with the bracha, okay, comes up, and it's the fifth bracha, and guess what he says? Sameach tesamach reyem ahuvim. Says that. He says, Sameach tesamach, number 6, instead of sos tosis, number 5. What do you do over there? He says number 6 instead of number 5. Now, I can add a layer to the Shaila later, too. But what would you do in a situation like that?
To do after 6.
Oh. So one suggestion is, okay, you did 6 now. The next guy, give number 5.
He said the whole thing with the bracha wishing Hashem already.
Yeah. Finished the whole thing. And then afterwards they caught it. Oh. Right? I think what actually happened was, in that particular case, they called up the next person for the bracha. And he's like, hey, what bracha? He's like, the 6. He's like, wait, he just said that already. So then they called up another person, called the posik. Please come up to the chuppah. I actually saw this happen in front of my eyes. I was like, okay. Yeah. Now I realize something happened. I should have been paying more attention.
I've seen several times when the person that was saying the first bracha came up and said, it's her
Right. Now, what actually complicates things, right, what actually complicates things is some weddings, they give the first two brachas together, and sometimes they split it up.
The problem is that people give a sir.
Right.
That's where the problems
are. Right. So you have to pick the right page. You know, in the New York halls, they have cards made up where they put out the cards. So assuming the cards are in the right order, no kid play with the cards sitting on the table.
Shuffling
the deck, exactly. This is not a set of cards to shuffle the deck. So let us begin our halakhic journey. Now, what also complicates things, but one last introduction, is there's no real clear, the Shulchan Aruch does not go through, here's a list of all the mistakes people make during Shavuot Brachos, what to do now. Shulchan Aruch did not codify these laws. So what do you think happens if the Shulchan Aruch didn't codify it?
A lot of discussion,
and actually not so much discussion. Because you would think a sefer on halachos of weddings is a popular sefer. I think there's more svarim on drushas for weddings. People like making drushas. All the gematrias of chasan and kala, you have gematria lists of every name. But in terms of svarim that talk about these things clearly, there are not as many as you would think. So one sefer that I came across, which deals with shalos like this, fascinating sefer, is written by the former Rav of Yerushalayim, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Zatzal. Tzvi Pesach Frank was famous for his shalos tshuvas, Har Tzvi, but he has a sefer, Hadras Kodesh, which he deals with the fascinating shalos. He says his brother-in-law, the tzaddik in our times, famous Rav Aryeh Levine, yes, the big, big tzaddik of Yerushalayim, of Aryeh Levine, came to told him the following shayla, that they were doing Shavuot Brachos, and the person was supposed to get the second bracha, which is Yotzer or Adam. Instead, he jumped to the third bracha of the Asher Yotzer. He made a mistake. What do you do in such a case? You made a mistake. He said the third bracha instead of the second bracha. Now, in this particular case, see, every shaila of missing a bracha, you know, we discussed before, as mentioned, maybe, okay, maybe, perhaps you just do the, you have to do seven brachas. So, okay, if I do this order, that order, what difference does it make? So, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, this is a case, the order might make for a very important point. If you look at the Rashi's and the Gemara over there in Ksubas, didn't put on the page, but Asher Yotzer Adam is going on the general first creation of Adam. Hashem created on day six Adam. Yotzer Adam is going on what the Gemara calls really, before Hashem called the second creation, Adam with Chava. If you say the second, talk about and give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the second creation, isn't that inclusive of the first creation? The second bracha of Asher, the second bracha of Yotzer Adam is thank Hashem for Adam HaRishon. The third bracha is thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Adam and Chava together. So it's inclusive. And therefore, if it's inclusive, how could you go backwards and say Yotzer Adam if you already said thanking Hashem for the couple of Adam and Chava? So Tzvi Pesach Frank actually compared this. You have in halacha the following idea. And you can make these mistakes in the morning too, especially before your coffee. Right? You go through the Birchos Hashacha. Right? Shanasol Zeh Gevino Havkem Ben Yomu Vein Loila. Shalom Asani Aved. You said Amen, but did you realize I made a mistake?
Right. Yes.
I said Shalal Asani Oved, but I forgot to say Shalal Asani Goy. Do I go back and say it?
What about the person who says Baruch Atah Hashem Shalal Asani Yeshua? They skip.
Excellent.
That
right.
Happens a lot.
Okay. I mean, that's the first thing on your mind in the morning. Shalom Asani Isha.
The guy's in a hurry, so he's...
Right, right. But that's the first thing on his mind. I hear. So, Tzvi Pesach Frank brings down... We have the halachas that the Shulchan Aruch does speak about. That if a person says Shalom Asani Goy, with Shalom Asani Oved, with leaving out Shalom Asani Goy, so he says, I put it there in the middle of your sheets, that you don't go back, because since Shalom Asani Oved, Oved is a more loftier status than a Goy, so you don't go backwards. Similarly, the same thing. Your situation of an Isha is a bigger Kiddush. Each one has more and more mitzvahs. So if you thank me, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom Asani Eved, of course you thank Hashem for the lesser level of Shalom Asani Goy. And similarly in your idea, if you'd say Shalom Asani Isha without the earlier ones, also. So you wouldn't go back. So too, Tzvi Pesach Frank wanted the Paskin, when it comes to the brachas over here, if you forget the second bracha of Yotzer Adam, instead of just do Asher Yotzer, which is Adam Achava, not just Adam alone, you would not go back. And in that case, looks like you would only have six brachas under the chuppah.
So is he trying to make a comparison with the brachos, the morning brachos, there's a progression.
Correct.
There's a progression in terms of the amount of mitzvahs you're chayav for, and there's a progression in getting dressed and getting prepared to walk
out the door.
Is that a similar thing?
Yes, at least with the first couple of brachos that you have by the Shavuot brachos, with Tzvi Pesach Frank is passing this way, that you said it perfectly. That's a progression. And if I'm saying the more inclusive, then the less inclusive was already covered.
There is a progression. However,
yes.
There are other meanings to those brachos that that you can go back. The progression is, but there is other meaning that you can go back and say the bracha.
Right, but Tzvi Pesach Frank was basing on a pretty basic meaning, the meaning, the Perish of Rashi.
There is only one.
Okay, the Perish of Rashi. So that's where Tzvi Pesach Frank paskened. It's interesting,
order,
huh?
Just keep paskening, you do it out of order, and you still have to say all seven? Or once
no.
you say one, you skip the previous?
He says by this particular case, I'm not giving a general rule, but Yotzer Adam and Asher Yotzer, with Tzvi Pesach Frank paskened, you finished. You can't go back. And you would only have six in that scenario. What's very cool about Tzvi Pesach Frank Sfarim is a lot of them were written and have extensive footnotes by a grandson named Rabbi Yosef Cohn. He's the father of the current day Chevron Rosh Yeshiva, Rav David Cohn. This Rav Yosef Cohn, by Luban, who's very close to him, always has fascinating footnotes and ideas. So he checked through and found an earlier Achron came up with the same psak as his grandfather, Tzvi Pesach Frank. Plus, you could find that Rav Moshe, both in the Igros Moshe and also more detailed in the Rivos Ephraim from Rav Greenblatt from Memphis, that both of them, Rav Moshe paskened the same psak, that you would now skip the earlier bracha because the second one, the later one, is more inclusive. So that is the psak which I found over here. Now, what about the fact that you're only having six brachas? So that I could already say. You know, poskim say that number seven is not ma'akev. So if you happen to put yourself in a situation of where you messed up a bracha, okay? We know it's seven brachas, but that's the most opportune, the ideal. But in the case of where a person makes a mistake, okay, he made a mistake. So that's one sock. Lemaisa, I found, though, that Rav Volzner Paskin's not like this.
I have to ask a question.
Yes.
I mean, if that one is inclusive, why do we say that bracha altogether? So it has no meaning.
No, so I'll tell you. Right? The question was raised, hey, if the second one is more inclusive, so why would we even do the first one? So we have an idea. No, it's always better to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for each individual thing, right? If he took us to Har Sinai and didn't give us the Torah, right? We spoke about that on Friday night, right? Dayenu. But more than that, I got the Torah. We always, when it comes to thanking Hashem, we try to break things down step by step. Hodu Hashem ki tov ki lo umchazdo. And as we all probably chazered just the other day, by a Jew, Thanksgiving is every day. And the way that we do Thanksgiving is every little thing that we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu deserves its own bracha. Now, we can make mistakes, and we could, just do this simply. Rub-a-dub-dub, thank you for the grub. God, thanks for everything I have. I want to eat. Okay? That's not the best way to do things. Our Chazal came up with a matbea, with a language exactly how to do things, and the significance of that is that we come to appreciate every little step, which is a great lesson.
You mean if we wouldn't get the Torah, we wouldn't go back to get it?
Right.
We wouldn't go back to get it.
We climb Har Sinai. Now, we might get in trouble for that, though. That's a different story. Now, on this last psak, I did find that Rav Wozner, the Shevet HaLevi, does argue. And he does say you do go back. He says it over here. He would say in other spots too. It seems the reasoning is that, look, the order is totally nama'akev. You could go one after the other. There are seven things we say. So even though this is a case where it might be more inclusive already, but still, he would possibly go back. I saw another very interesting sock. This is a good thing to have in your back pocket. Anytime there's a suffix with the brachos over here in Shavuot brachos, once we're quoting the old time Yerushalayim people, Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, the old timers, Rabbi Ari Levine, you also have to quote Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, right? The original Haredi first Rav of Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld on the Great Chab says, you ever have a suffix about, now you have to have a Gemara by your side. If you ever have a suffix about a bracha under the chuppah, why don't you take out the Gemara Ksubas and start reading? Since all these brachas appear in the Gemara Ksubas, now, I don't know the practicality. Does that mean you could say the Shem Hashem? The Gemara, you know, so I'm not sure. But it says that if Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld ever had a suffix with the brachas, it sounds like he would say it even with the Shem Hashem. He would quote the Gemara. He'd read it in together with the Gemara. Now that's quite a chiddush to kapsak. You know, next time yonu the chuppah, there's a suffix. You hear the MC go to the mic. Does anyone have a Gemara Ksubas here? Gemara Ksubas. Pass one up and you start reading the Gemara. You're like, what is going on over here? But
the point is that when he realizes there was a mistake, he quickly goes ahead and adds the Gemara to, so it's like a sort of a hefsek in terms of now also there's learning going on instead of.
So I think a little different. The way I understood the psak was, if there's a vada mistake, which you have to go back and this, fine. But one of these scenarios where it's a suffix, what the right thing to do is, you can always learn a Gemara. And by learning the Gemara, you're memela saying over these brachas, and that could also work. A very chiddushic idea. It's brought inside here. Hajjah's Kodesh too.
We do the same thing if we're in the middle of making a bracha, we suddenly realize, oops, you know, he's switching to one day.
Yeah. Yes. Now I want to share more psakim of mistakes that people could make, because this stuff definitely comes up a lot. I was thankful, I happened to have this sefer called Berchas Chasanim, written by a famous Rosh Yeshiva today, Rav Nissen Kaplan. He used to be Rabbi Namir, he has his own yeshiva in Har Nof these days. So in the back of his sefer in general on Hilchas on Shavu Brachos, he goes through a list of different mistakes that people can make, of what he understands to be the psak halacha in each of these cases. So let's go through some of the mistakes. This is, to my knowledge, the only list I came across so far of mistakes of what could happen and what to do. This is really like a rabbi's treat. There are two svarim on that encompasses all davening, Kriyas Torah type mistakes from weekdays through Shabbos and Yontif. It's a fascinating set of two svarim called Shkios Miyavin. What to do when someone makes a mistake. I remember when I was growing up, my Rav had inside his shtender, like some sefer, like all mistakes with the ksav of the Sefer Torah, the paskan on the side. As a Rav, you have to have all the tricks up your sleeve. If you're stuck with a shayla, a Shabbos morning of a shayla about Kriyas Torah, what to do, you can't call anyone else up. You need to paskan Shas Maisa. So you have to have Shkias Miyavin, I think, is a safer sometimes people have in their shtenders too. But for Shavu Brachos, you need a cheat sheet also. Right? So I came across, this is a good source of halachas, of mistakes people can make. Let's read through a few of them. Some of them sound comical. Shavu Brachos Eilu Eima'akim Zuazu. The Shavu Brachos, they not are Me'akev. One does not prevent one from the other. Then Ein Yodim El Niksasan. If you only know some of them, you only make the brachos you know. This is a general halacha for Shavu Brachos. Someone showed me a clip the other day. Someone on the flight to Eretz Yisrael, Al Al flight, people realized that a couple there just got married. And no one was making them Shavu Brachos. It was an overnight flight. So the people around them made Shavu Brachos. And nowadays, okay, I don't know if everyone has service up there and this. Everyone has a sitter. But usually you can find a sitter in this. But what happens if you're in the middle of nowhere and you're in a college campus and you find out this couple just got married and, okay, there's no sitter, no this, no one you call. Okay, you're allowed to say the brachos, whatever you remember by heart, That would work. And if you leave out a couple, so be it. Next halacha. You're really supposed to make these brachas based on the order that we have. If you did it out of order, or you left out some of them, yatsu. If you left things out, not a big deal. You could do it later. Even this, yotzar adam, which is really a psak by this case of where the person made, going back to the case that I started with, they skipped soz tosis and they said sameach samach. So what they did was, even though they called up the next person for the bracha, they had the person who did the last bracha made a mistake, redo it. So he redid soz tosis, and then they made the next person was called up, do the sameach samach. Now you're going to ask me a question, why did they do that? Really what happened here is, now, I didn't bring up this issue till now. Part of the other tricky things about these brachos is these brachos are also kibudim. They're also ways of honoring people. So really in the scenario that I just spoke about, I called up, let's call him Rabbi Cohen. Rabbi Cohen was supposed to do the fifth bracha. Instead, he recited the sixth bracha. Now what do I do? So if the only mistake was that it was out of order, then the smart thing, you don't make the person who did it out of order redo it, because then you have number five, he's going to do number five, and he rated the number six. And we said it doesn't have to be in order. So who said you should have someone be machab and someone to do number six again? Six was done already. So really the best thing would be call someone else up, let him do number five out of order, and then call someone else up for number seven. That would be the best. In the case that I was witnessing, there was another step that was tricky. He said the wrong ending to the bracha. So not only did he say sameach tesamach instead of soz tosis, but he said the wrong ending.
He said an ending for a different bracha, or he just
He said the wrong ending for the bracha. So he totally messed it up. So they did a total redo, right? They threw the flags, right? Number five, they redid. They had the person to do number six, and then number seven went as planned. And people just had some interesting talk to talk about. Next, the third halakha he brings down there. This is a funny one. Okay. No, the next one's more funny. But here he has a case. They call him up for the first bracha, and he starts making the second bracha. He was so nervous. I want to touch the wine. I'm going to forget it. They realize they nika bari priya gafen. So he says, okay, so make a bari priya gafen then and afterwards. Let me jump to, there's one I didn't put on your sheets. Right? There's a great one. You talk about the first bracha being the second bracha, the shakol bar lechvodo. That bracha sounds very familiar to a bracha we make every day. Shakol bar lechvodo. What does that sound familiar to? Shakol bar lechvodo. Shakol niyeh bedvaro. What happens if a person says shakol niyeh bedvaro instead of shakol bar lechvodo?
Someone's got a problem
because
he was holding a glass of wine.
Right. Oh. So they have that. That's another shiloh Josh you just brought up. What happens if a person, instead of saying bar priya gafen, he's used to making kiddush on you know what? Right? So he says shakol bar.
He's just making it on vodka.
Right. So that's another tricky step. Then he has our case of making a mistake on Asher Yotzer and Yotzer Adam. So what you see, I believe, clear from all these cases is there are a lot of mistakes that could happen. Right? Seven brachas has infinite permutations of how many mistakes people can make. There are seven brachas, but instead of Shakol Bar El Chvodo, a person could insert Shakol Nieb Dvaro, instead of HaGafen, you'll say Shahakol. You do this out of order, that out of order, and you can even mix and match. I'll do a Sameach to Samach with a bracha of Chasam Imakala. So many different mistakes that people could make. And, mistakes are bound to happen. The general klal walks away is, number one, we aim to have seven brachas. If you don't have seven brachas, there's a mistake that's unbearable. It's okay. There are those, say, you could go back and switch them. You're able to do brachas out of order. For the most part, there's a lot of things, there's nothing that's really unfixable and undealing with that you can't move on with the wedding, for the most part. But it's best to know what to do, how to do it the best way. Yes?
Using the Nisun from both the law of legal contractual situations.
Yes.
So what is exactly, what's the absolute essential part of each one?
That you can't go without.
Where that you can't go without.
Right, right. So, excellent question. It says, Rabbi, you explained to me that for the most part, a lot of these things are fixable, able to deal with, and mazel tov, they're married and everything's good. What is the bare minimum essential things that you can mess up on? So that's really what we started with. If you don't put the ring on the finger in front of two Adam, well, that's a big problem. If you, issues with the ksuba, if the ksuba is not done well, and therefore there's a psul in the ksuba, so kalo b'lo ksuba is also labayla. And in general, you need to have birchas nesu'in. You need to have birchas nesu'in. But it seems from the poskim, it doesn't necessarily have to be all seven. As long as you have some that's heard in front of 10 people, then you're good. So, be'ezus Hashem, we should all be zocha to participate and rejoice at many weddings. And next time we're there under the chuppah, just pay attention, right? By you correcting a person, it could save a lot of hock and a lot of headache later. Okay, thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Tune in next week.